Monday afternoon, President Joe Biden received a special briefing on the devastating fires in Los Angeles County. Biden said he hopes the incoming Trump administration will continue to focus on federal response for the region. The president said he expects the death toll to continue to rise. So far, 24 people have died as a result of the fires. He said federal response will pay for 100% of the incurred costs.
The devastation out there is catastrophic in California. Thousands of houses, schools, businesses burned to the ground. Communities wiped out, lives lost, families forever changed. They're the worst fires to ever hit Los Angeles, ever. And as soon as these fires broke out, I approved the Fire Management Assistance Grant. That's a term of art and how we get help to local officials.
The fire assistance grants will also allow requests for immediate cash assistance for those affected by the fires. The grant will also pay for things like debris and hazard material removal, temporary shelters, first responder salaries, and necessary measures to protect life and property, according to the president. The federal response will also provide firefighting equipment and personnel. Governor Gavin Newsom signed an executive order over the weekend to suspend permitting and review requirements under the California Environmental Quality Act, or CEQA, and the California Coastal Act to allow victims of the recent fires to restore their homes and businesses faster. The executive order issued by Governor Newsom will suspend CEQA review and California Coastal Act permitting for reconstruction of properties. It will direct state agencies to identify additional permitting requirements, and it will extend protections against price gouging on building materials, storage services, construction, and other essential goods and services. Newsom told NBC's Meet the Press over the weekend that he intends to organize a, quote, Marshall Plan to rebuild the city as quickly as possible, especially in light of the upcoming Olympic Games in 3 years.
And we're still fighting these fires. So we're already talking to city leaders. We're already talking to civic leaders. We're already talking to business leaders and nonprofits. We're talking to labor leaders. We're starting to organize how we can put together a collection of individuals on philanthropy for recovery, how we can organize the region, how we can make sure that we are seeking federal assistance for the Olympics more broadly, but also federal assistance for the recovery efforts, and how we can galvanize the community.
Newsom also said he is organizing an investigation into the low water pressure that slowed fire efforts last week. Stronger winds are expected to spark new wildfires, potentially undoing the recent progress in containing the blazes that have already destroyed thousands of homes and claimed at least 24 lives. Following a brief period of calmer winds that allowed firefighters to gain ground in battling the devastating fires in Southern California, the gusty Santa Ana winds are returning this week. With low humidity and persistently dry conditions, the risk of further destruction remains high. The National Weather Service has issued high wind and red flag warnings, describing the situation as particularly dangerous. These warnings are set to take effect Monday night and extend through at least Wednesday. In Los Angeles, Ventura, and Santa Barbara counties, winds are forecast to reach speeds of 55 to 70 miles an hour, with even stronger gusts possible in higher elevations. The Los Angeles Weather Service announced a critical red flag advisory, saying if fire ignition occurs, conditions are favorable for a very rapid fire spread and extreme fire behavior, including long-range spotting, which could threaten life and property. CAL FIRE's Rob Clark says that while fire crews are making progress, new fire conditions could escalate quickly.
Even though you might not see activity on our fire currently or very isolated pockets, the possibility and the ability for fires to become active or new fire starts is high probability.
Venus Rochelle is a Pasadena resident who works at a local bookshop. She was evacuated last week but is now back home. She says she's anxious about the new red flag warning.
So it is a bit scary. You know, a lot of us are living with air purifiers going, and people are starting to return who had evacuated on Tuesday. But now, you know, now that certain areas have been lifted, it's like now they're coming back into their homes. And so, you know, we're kind of bracing for the next wave of winds.
Los Angeles Sheriff Robert Luna said in a press conference over the weekend and reiterated on X Monday that many evacuations are still in effect at locations surrounding the Eaton and Palisades fires.
Evacuations for the Palisades and Eaton fires, these numbers are for both county and city area. They have dropped in the last couple of days, which is some good news. But as you hear, it's still a very fluid situation, and that could change. So be aware of that. We're at approximately 105,000 residents under evacuation orders and approximately 87,000 residents under evacuation warnings.
Evacuation orders are still active for parts of La Cañada Flint Ridge, western Altadena, and northern Pasadena, as well as areas near the Santa Monica Mountains, including parts of Topanga Canyon, Calabasas, Brentwood, and Mandeville Canyon. Sheriff Luna wants to remind residents under evacuation that conditions remain unsafe. In addition to fire danger, some neighborhoods have downed power lines and other conditions that he described as war zones. People impacted by the fires have been coming together to offer support and resources as evacuations are still underway and many residents have lost their homes. Venus Rochelle, the Pasadena resident, says the community effort has been impressive.
Other neighbors built do-it-yourself air purifiers and we're giving them out to those who needed them because even those of us who are safe, the dust, the ash, everything is just really hard to breathe. For several days, it's much better today. But and then a few people had excess in their gardens, and they said, you know, do you need vegetables? I have vegetables to give, and so they've been, you know, just sharing with each other.
For now, Los Angeles residents are advised to not drink tap water and reduce showers. The Los Angeles Department of Water and Power issued an alert Friday directed to residents most affected by the Eaton and Palisades fires. During wildfires, drinking water can get contaminated. For now, the advisory remains active. Meanwhile, President-elect Donald Trump's team is engaged in conversations about his visiting Los Angeles to view the wildfire damage, according to the New York Times and NBC News. Trump, who has repeatedly criticized local and state officials for their response to the fire, has been invited out by Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom. I'm Teresa Wisbianska, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.